August 3rd, 2003, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show.
Yo, dog.
Yeah, that's Crypt Dog, Part 1. Al Johnson with Fatso Incorporated. Just some record I found somewhere. I can't remember. But it's labeled Vocal.
It's a hit.
Yeah. Started off with John Coltrane, Vigil. Good song. Keep the vigil. August 4th, 2003 edition Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt here.
Hello.
Spin Cycle Later. Last radio show before I head off back east to do them Stooges gigs. And also, proud to say, it's a return to stereo mode. Let them know, brother Matt.
So, the last three collector's items shows were recorded for you in special mono recording. Now tonight we're going back to modern technology, getting the stereo going. Full channel sound.
Full channel. Okay. So what you got, the last three shows was some fat mono.
Yeah, had a little kink in the lines.
But we figured it out. In fact, we did it over the phone.
Yeah.
Brother Matt did a great, great job pioneering, spelunking.
Yeah, good pointing me in the directions.
Audio-wise, because I didn't see what was happening.
It was like we were on the astronaut.
But we were following it from the source.
Yeah.
We figured where we had stereo and where it was getting schmozzed into a mono.
You're in mission control and I was lost in space. Yep.
Or in space, not lost, because you came through and got it all straightened out. Now we got a stereo thing happening. Once again, Watt from Pedro Show.
Back in action.
Only thing could be better is to get 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 96K and 32K streams instead of just 32K stream on the weekends. But we'll work on that. We got to get the monies up to the DSL line.
One step closer to flowing the streaming now that the phone box has arrived, too.
That's right.
So keep you posted on those.
That's right. Brother Matt's got some stream coming right out of the Love Grotto here on the Pleasure Point. So keep the ears peeled and eyeballs, too, on the web, because we'll have some notification there. Okay. Last week I saw Richard Meltzer play with Smegma. Me, Ren Thurston went some, and Steve McKay was playing, opening up the gig, and he's the cat on the Funhouse Stooges record. I'm going to be playing with him this weekend. And but some of the cats playing with him was part of this thing called what kind of collective? Oh, we got some dead air here.
Is that where Ike Willis was with him?
Here it is. It's the Radon Collective. And, yeah, we played Ike Willis last week. Anyway, a couple of the cats in Radon Collective, that was back in Steve McKay up, have a band called Sakara. So we're going to... Where is that from? It's one of these modern-type CDs where you don't say shit. You're lucky to get the song titles and the name of the band. This is from their CD, Voices of Mary. Many. Sorry, Voices. Sorry, Mary. Sorry, Many. Voices of Many. Here's a tune called Scripture, Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
John Dillinger and Le Chasseur Mauve. It's unfortunate and simply not the style, but I don't care. Girls remind me of hair in the sink. Girls remind me of intestines and bladders and excretory movements. It is unfortunate. Yes. And also unfortunate that ice cream bells, babies, engine valves, plagiostomes, palm trees, footsteps all in the hall, all these things all excite me with the cold calmness of the gravestone. Nowhere, perhaps, is there sanctuary except in hearing that there were other desperate men. Dillinger, Rimbaud, Villon, Babyface Nelson, Seneca, Van Gogh, or desperate women, lady wrestlers, nurses, waitresses, whores, poetesses, although I do suppose the breaking out of ice cubes is important, or a mouse nosing an empty beer can, the two hollow emptinesses, those two hollow emptinesses looking into each other, don't you suppose that is important? Or the night sea stuck with soiled ships that enter the charry web of your brain with their lights, with their salty lights that touch and leave you for some more solid love of some India? Or driving great distances without reason, sleep drugged through open windows that tear and flap your shirt like a frightened bird, and always the stoplights, always red. Nightfire and defeat. Scorpions, scraps, fardels. Ex-jobs, ex-wives, ex-faces, ex-lives. Beethoven in his grave as dead as a beet. Red wheelbarrows, yes, perhaps, or a letter from hell signed by the devil, or two good boys beating the guts out of each other in some cheap stadium full of screaming smoke. But mostly, I don't care, sitting here with a mouthful of rotten teeth, sitting here reading Herrick and Spencer and Marvell and Hopkins and Bronte, Emily today, and listening to Dvorak, Midday Witch, or Franck's Le Chasseur Mauve. Actually, I don't care. That's unfortunate. I've been getting letters from a young poet, very young it seems, telling me that someday I will most be surely recognized as one of the world's great poets. Poet. A malversation. Today I walked in the sun and streets of this city, seeing nothing, learning nothing, being nothing. And coming back to my room, I passed an old woman who smiled a horrible smile. She was already dead, and everywhere I remembered wires. Telephone wires, electric wires, wires for electric faces, trapped like goldfish in the glass and smiling. and the birds were gone. None of the birds wanted wire or the smiling of wire, and I closed my door at last. But through the windows it was the same. A horn honked, somebody laughed, a toilet flushed. And oddly then, I thought of all the horses with numbers that have gone by in the screaming, gone by like Socrates, gone by like Lorca, Lorca, like Chatterton, Chatterton. Ah, I'd rather imagine our death will not matter too much, except as a matter of disposal, a problem like dumping the garbage. And although I save the young poet's letters, I do not believe them. But like at the diseased palm trees and the end of the sun, I sometimes look.
Pedro Show. That was The Future Sound of Trash. I think a German band. Don't Want to Be Your Man. Where's the sleeve? That's fun.
Kid Charlemagne.
Yeah, we got Kid Charlemagne on the trumpet, tambourine, and Shindig Supreme on drums, and Sad Rockets on guitar and singing.
Sad Rockets was a popular name back those days, I think.
Maybe it's from England. It's pressed in Germany, but because it says recorded at Small Smith Studios, HD West Side. I don't know what that means. There's a hypo on the front. Anyway, before that, Mr. Charles Bukowski, permanent resident, San Pedro, nowadays, with John Dillinger and Les Chasseurs Maudettes. And we started off with scripture from Sakara. What from Pedro Show? Month of summer left, Brother Matt?
Yeah, man, August came quick.
You got to get your dealio there. Or you want to use that dealio?
This works.
You can use the other dealio, too.
Cool. I'll be in multi-stereo. Super stereo.
It's super size it.
Yeah, summer's sweet. I'm loving it down here in the Point. It's so nice.
You doing your floats?
Yeah, walking down the beach. Water's a little colder this week than it was last week.
So that current coming down?
Yeah, a little change of current or something. Seems like it helped the swell, though. You get a little bit more swell out there while you're paddling?
Oh, yeah, I fight it. I am just a little boat. I named her, though. Yeah. I've got to paint it on. I hope I find a paint that will stick to the plastic. Acrylic, probably, huh? I'm naming her Zabby.
Zabby?
Z-A-B-Y.
Cool. So where'd you get... Where'd it come from?
I got it from a Tommy Pynchon book called Mason and Dixon. It's a great book. You should read it once.
Cool.
Mason and Dixon were the names of these surveyors. God, what... One of them's first name was Jeremiah. Alzheimer's kicking high right now. But anyway, Mr. Pynchon takes these two historical figures that actually lived. They were in charge of making the border between Pennsylvania and Maryland. It ended up being what we considered the South and the North, right? Mason-Dixon line. And he takes these two figures and recounts their surveying that line and all the adventures they have, and they're pretty wild. Ben Franklin wears purple glasses. It's on some kind of chemicals. George Washington smokes mota. He's got a black Jewish butler. It's pretty. It's a mechanical duck that talks and flies. It's a pretty wild book. It's great. I love it.
So
anyway, that's where Zabby comes.
Hatfields and McCoy live anywhere around Mason-Dixon line?
Kind of. They're in Kentucky, West Virginia, Appalachia part. Mountains just west of it. In those days, that's like a whole other universe, right? Anyway, if you get a chance, read that book. It's wild. So we got some Iggy here. This is some practice stuff. When Ron, in his words, was demoted to bass, they got James Williamson on guitar. And Scott Thurston on piano and stuff, and it's a practice tape thing that Bob put out. Iggy and the Stooges. This is like from the 70s sometime. What from Pedro Show.
They said, "Oh, King, live forever." Got the war in Oh, my name. far as me concerned, it's all written here on my pants that I see myself as the government, and I am LSP, and this is my name, Lee. Is my L. And the Queen was cheating me, and LSP is me, and this is my name, Scratch, and I feel America is cheating me, and the dollar is mine, and the pound is mine, and I take over the and I right here in Norway, charging Mickey Mouse radio and American radio don't apply to me anymore, and I'm not on my session here, really. What you hear, if you think it's reggae, it's not really reggae.
This is a song called An Old Woman with a Casket. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, Pilot Air, my fault. My fault. That was live Pink Floyd with Syd Barrett, Scream My Last Scream. For that City Too Hot, Lee Scratch Perry. From the 70s, Sign Your Heart Over to Me, Skeleton Killers, which features the guy who draws Get Your War On, David Reese. And we started with Old King, Live Forever, Iggy and the Stooges. Done with Hour 1, August 4th, 2003, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for Hour 2. August 4th, 2003, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
When we were last at the Fillmore in New York, we had a bit of a problem with an alleged police officer. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we got to be in court in New York. No way. No way. We got to catch a plane at 11:30. We've really got to go. Thanks very much.
That was the Rector set with Heroin Line. I don't know about that. Before that was some Live Who, Sparks, and Pete saying why they couldn't play any more songs. Very honored now and pleased to present Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
Cool, thank you.
The best thing ever happened.
What thing was it?
It's going to be here.
Watt from Pedro Show. We got some visitors here. Vinny Vegas.
Yee-hoo!
Crawl.
Yee-hoo!
Guys, Kristen.
Hi.
Hey.
We play right out. Thank you very much for your spin cycle, brother Matt. That was some
wacky
whack.
Cool.
Little springy.
In stereo.
Yeah, in stereo. You know, last few shows have been mono.
All
right. Some bunk malfunction. But we've got that rectified.
Hey, Jamie Colano, right
after Brother Matt's spin cycle, we played Baby Demons from the new Urinals album. And then we played some music from Pedro Van Rolzen, The Leeches. We played two songs, Where the Hell is Taylor and Needle in the Camel's Eye, which is a Brian Eno song. You guys just recorded that.
Yep,
go get over there.
Oh,
the mic,
shit.
Bro.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
I feel like a midget.
It's okay. Speak.
You're not a sizist. That's good. I can really respect that.
Okay. So, we played,
had some blackouts after that.
Rolling Blackouts, another Pedro band.
Just left on tour yesterday.
I don't know much about anything.
They really don't.
Single.
They don't know shit.
Does one of them work at that clothes store?
Yeah. Slam, 6th Street. He just quit.
Slam?
For the tour. He quit.
For the team.
He took one for the team, man.
Exactly.
For the team.
He told me he's never going back.
Was it like a sweatshop, coal mine, salt mine kind of deal?
No, Ethan's cool.
Okay.
I'm going to give Ethan props on
job. You give him some props?
Whoever Ethan is, Vinny loves him. Other than that, crappy clothing.
Okay,
store.
After that, I got a bracelet
I feel bad because, you know, there's like...
If you need to go get 30...
Well, you ain't got to be cool. That close.
Right.
Yeah,
we're all
using
it.
Yeah.
This is like... So, yeah.
It's kind of ambient. Speak, Vinny.
The mic is my food. Oh, the audience is my...
For a spell, I thought, you know, that Ethan, there might have been, like, tension or some, I would say bad blood, but a little uncomfortable in our, you know, interpersonal human relationship.
Did you relate to his girlfriend way too much?
No, it wasn't anything like that. They're a little older than me, you know. God, again, and that's... I haven't... Anyhow, so we're cool, and that's that. And I want to, and I mean it.
Oh yeah, we played Killer D's.
Yeah, we
Killer
played
D's.
Another band that rolls in called Killer Dreamer.
4th Street.
A song called Landmark, which is about riding your bike, right?
It's about being out there looking for all your friends who don't know.
And we finished up with Redemption Song by Shotlow. Where are they from?
Shotlow.
Shotlow?
San Francisco, Shotlow.
How do you spell that?
With the S and the H and O-T-W-E-L-L.
Oh, Shotwell.
Yeah, it's a street right there in the city in San Francisco.
This is really
and they're cool. Awesome.
I love San Francisco.
I wrote Shot Low.
I mean the city.
Shapeless.
Freudian slip. Freudian slip.
Sorry about that.
No reason.
What do you call it? Shot what?
Shalimar.
Swim team?
Shalimar. You know Shalimar?
Mission District. That's where they're from.
North Shore, North Beach.
Fuck
what
North
is
Shore,
it?
Mission
North
District.
North Beach, North Shore of Hawaii.
No yuppies. American Tijuana. Beautiful.
Yeah, so how many bands are you in now?
Just two.
Oh, so we played both of them.
Yeah, the Leashes and the D's.
And
it's
that's
a band.
The first time you recorded in a long time, right?
For the Leashes, yeah, very. Yeah, it's our first time ever.
But you've been around.
About 4 years. Trying to keep it too underground.
You guys had trash bags, right? Rocky trash. Yeah, I saw you guys.
They record in the trash bags.
The benefit for the skate park.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, the benefit was awesome. Everybody, thank you. All the bands were awesome. All
great.
The people raised $1,000. It was fucking so cool.
Thank you, Walk, because you fucking.
Yeah, the people ruled. The bands ruled. Everyone was very nice.
The guy doing the raffle was cool, man.
Whoops. Just falling over on the Walk from Pedro.
Sometimes San Pedro cares.
Yeah. Yeah, that was neat. And Joe Barilli on the drums.
Yeah.
Nell said he's a nice guy, but he's too tippy tap. Pounding on.
You know,
so we're going to play with Alison Anders is going to have this, the Rock Festival. And we're going to play with Kevin Fitzgerald. He was in a band with Kevin called Geraldine Fibbers.
You better call me up next time.
Yeah, he's helping people. But in fact, it's the day I get back from this Stooges thing.
New York, huh?
In Detroit. But Detroit's the day before. In fact, I'm playing like 4 gigs in a row when I get back. Didn't I tell you this morning?
Yeah, Wayne Kramer.
I came peddling in the alley and first time Vinny answered the bell in a few days.
I've
been slack.
Yeah. I was on my back.
Hi, Dingle.
Recuperating for about a week.
Oh, wow. Brother Wayne Kramer. But you wanted to play this later first. But we got some. We need light, Brother Matt. No disrespect, but I can't see shit. Maybe it's my age. Yeah, get ready for a click. There we go. How do you get it up here? Here we go.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Come on, Watt. You can still get it up.
Something from the Mongo Santa Maria compilation. Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Fuego Santa Maria with Afro Blue. Fuck, I'm sorry about that. I have to turn it down before I start spieling.
I never apologize.
Pilot Air. Anyway, we're done with Hour 2, Watt for Pedro Show, August 4th, 2003 edition. Hold tight for Hour 3. August 4th, 2003, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 30 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
Jack felt himself fragment and drift away. He felt himself relaxing. He felt himself turn into crystals of white ice, frost upon the grass. He felt the morning sun rising above the hills. The first warm rays struck his back. The warmth moved down his spinal column and melted each bone. One by one, it turned the ice bones into water, and then the water dissolved into vapor, and Jack felt quite at peace. Lord Jowls pushed his chair back from the table, stood up, folded his newspaper under his arm, paid the waiter.
The waiter? I just saw the waiter. Holy smoke, he's gone!
You'll learn to relax eventually. 'Tis odd, isn't it?
Odd?
Children.
I'm a little Peter with a piggy bank.
They have the ability to see people that adults cannot see. So we become like children. Shall we go?
Come, Rod.
Sure.
Let's go.
Where?
I'd say that direction.
Wait a minute. That music.
On your feet.
Has anyone ever found the source?
Why, I don't know. There are many legends.
Sacrifices?
That too, yes.
Myths?
I should think that by now you'd have learned something about myths.
Well, I have. I just forget, you know.
Well, a myth is as good as a mile. After a bit, you won't have to worry about forgetting. You'll be.
Hey, is this where you live?
One of several dwellings, yes.
Wow, it's really nice. There sure are a lot of hunting trophies.
You ought to see my invisible trophies.
Like what?
Stuffed demons. That sort of thing.
Is it difficult to stuff a demon?
Oh, yes. Mainly because first you have to kill it. And that takes the cool skill of a matador combined with the calm steadfastness of a saint. The final thrust is a combination of pure white light and utmost subtlety. After that, it's all sawdust.
Well, I don't think I'm ready for all that.
It's our fears that give them strength, my boy. Don't prepare and you'll be ready for almost anything.
Almost anything?
Ah, a thousand-armed demon has something up many sleeves. Ah, so, here. This is where we are now. And over here...
This has got to be the weirdest map I've ever seen.
It represents the various realms that exist side by side. Though normally some are invisible on this map, they're all visible. Over here, somewhere in this area, must be the source of the music you've been hearing.
What strange coloration.
I wonder where the hell I am.
It's a different realm.
How long have I been here?
Well, how do we get into a different realm?
By relaxing.
What is this stuff surrounding the source area?
That's the mountainous region known as the Land of the Stone-Faced Gods.
You mean we have to climb over that?
Impossible. We'd have to find a passage through it.
Oh, I see. Then between these mountains and where we are now, what is this nothingness stuff?
That nothingness, as you call it, is what is equivalent to a desert.
With Rakshasas?
No.
Well, that's a relief. Tell me, does this region have a name?
Yes. The Desert of Burning Desires.
Sounds like a romance comic book. Well, how do we get across?
A vehicle.
Really? What kind of vehicle?
A flying apparatus.
Flying apparatus? Where do we get that?
Over here.
Hey, wait a minute. That boat. I've seen that boat before.
A similar one.
That beautiful goddess creature. The boat of sandal with silver oars.
Ah, but this has the addition of a sail. Similar model, of course.
Oh, that goddess. Do you know her?
Not very well. A fine pair of boobies, though.
God, she's beautiful.
Very beautiful. Hello. Get hold of it, Jack. We'll carry the contraption outside.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not as old as I used to be.
They carry it out, tipping sideways to fit through the door.
Now. Well, you set the mast up and I'll get the sail.
All right. That's so strange. A boat of sandal with silver oars and sail. Somehow it all ties together.
Here she is.
Hmm? Oh, a purple sail?
Lavender, please. Hook her on, and we'll hoist her high.
Oh, we're in luck. There's a breeze.
Now, a few more items and we'll be on our way.
This is really weird. There's speakers mounted on each corner of the boat.
I say, old chap, can you give us a hand?
Hmm? Oh, sure. Tell me something. What are these speakers for?
We'll see.
Well, when do we sail?
Well, the weather seems to have perked up. I should think... Ah! Tea's up. Nothing like a good cuppa.
Okay. Look, I have one more question, okay? You haven't told me. What is the name of the region we're trying to reach?
We are going to reach. All positive thinking on this voyage, my boy.
Yes. What does it have a name?
Well, legend speaks of it as a Valley of Great Wonders.
But its name, it has a name.
The Valley of the 10,000 Alms Unfolded.
Really?
One number two.
One?
Milk?
Sure. But how...
Biscuits?
I wonder, how do you fold an alm?
Along the dotted line, of course.
Mine! Hey, you know I'm a dog, can't use my killer. And I've been scratching around your window pane. Let me in, baby. Oh, I can feel good all over again. And I'm just sitting here licking my paw. Yeah, you're a dog cat and you're my kitten. And I'm just sitting here licking my paw. Well, you know, I'm tired of dreaming. But I want to scratch your back with my claw. Watch you like a hoopin' owl. Hey, you all be sleeping while I'm creeping. While I make my midnight pound. Yeah, you know I'm a tall cat and you the kitten. I'm gonna bite you with my fangs. I'm gonna bite you with my pen. I'm gonna bite you, little girl, and make you feel good all over again. Catch up with you one day. Yeah, you know I'm gonna get you, little girl. I'm gonna get you to go my way.
Now, before we may all seem very nostalgic and cozy up here, how many times have we split up in the last 3 days? Four, was it? We only counted one. You weren't in my mind.
I'm
the By the Daniels. Watt
and Pedro show.
Thank you.
Totally get the feel.
That was some live rocket from the Tombs. Right. And just a few months ago, they did a reunion thing. Dick Lloyd on the guitar replaced Peter Laffner, who started the band.
That's the disco drive. A
couple bands came out of that, rock from the Tombs, like Paruru and Dead Boys. Before that, we heard Tomcat from Muddy Waters off his Electric Mud album. And before that was The Midget Men with Ballad of a Midget Man. And Ramblin' Rose, Brother Wayne Kramer, before that. Thanks, y'all, for picking that tune.
That was just being me.
And we started off with part 30 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Four parts left. After hearing after I get back from my stooge sojourn. Right now, we got some Sun Ra on the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. That was the Homosexuals with Nippon Always. Before that, we had Johnny Thunders, You Can't Put Your Arm Around a Memory. And we started off with Sun Ra with Thoughts Under a Dark Blue Light. here, coming to the end of the show. 15 minutes left. Pedro, people here. And, yeah, we'll get the light over there, Raw.
Somebody.
Who won the football game tonight? Preseason, baby. This is where it gets hot. My football lock of the year would be keep your eyes on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm just sticking with them for now. My team, the Rams, but you don't bet with your heart, you bet with your wallet.
Words of wisdom from Vinny. Okay, here's some Bicycle Thief, Walk from Pedro show.
Just don't seem to care about that or a perfect life. will never restore.
Pedro Show. That was Kundahala and the Beaches with Moon Vomit. Before that, we had another band Raul was in called Jagoffs with Creepy Crawl, and we started off with Max Jill called by the Bicycle Thief. Looks like we're at the end of another Watt from Pedro Show, the August 4th, 2003 edition. Thank you very much for essential assistance, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Raul,
Brother Matt.
Woody Vegas, thank you for stopping by and visiting us. Kristen, thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody stay tight. I'm gone for 10 days, so we got a little while before another show.
Oh,
but we promise it will be in stereo.
Yeah.
All right. Safe seas for everybody. Keep your powder dry.